Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. Today, I fight that war on two fronts. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. But by night, I am someone else. I am something else. I am the Green Arrow.
People, welcome back to Arrow Talk. Tonight we are talking about Second Chances, Episode 11, Season 5 of Arrow. Yes, Second Chances aired on February 1st, 2017. Ratings-wise, catapulted from previous week, went up from 1.68 to a 1.91. Booyah! Second Chances definitely made a splash on the small screen. Let me read you the quick synopsis so you know what we're talking about. During the Star Lab incident, CCPD undercover officer Tina Boland develops a sonic scream after watching her partner die at the hands of a drug dealer, Sean Sonas. In present day, Adrienne tells Oliver that the NSA has been investigating Walker, but its file has disappeared. When Felicity tries to locate it, Oliver takes Renee and Curtis to Hub City to recruit Tina. She initially refuses to join, but the team intercepts her, attacking Sonas, who is also a metahuman with sonic powers. Sonas escapes, and Oliver reveals his identity to convince Tina to let him help her. Oliver's team helps her defeat the dealers during a shipment, but Oliver fails to dissuade her from killing Sonas. Meanwhile, Felicity meets with a hacktivist who she inspired during her college days, who gives her the file against Walker, along with a cache of other secret information. With the file, Adrienne manages to get John released. Tina meets Oliver and agrees to join the team, revealing her real name is Dina Drake. In flashbacks, Talia helps Oliver kill an important associate of Kovar's. She also urges Oliver to become the Avenger his father wanted him to be for Starling City. He wanted him to be the Arrow. All right, Second Chances. We got Talia showing up, telling Oliver, yo, you need to be the Avenger for Starling City because of your dad. Then we have Tina Boland, who is, I say, the best Black Canary I've ever seen. I mean, come on. Doesn't have to use Cisco's little gadgets. It's just her. And you know what? I'm sorry, Laurel Lance. That's how you should have been from the get-go. I mean, come on. I don't know why they didn't give her the scream in the first place. Really weird. All right. Enough of me ranting. We are live for the next couple of minutes, so call in at 914-338-1036 as we discuss Second Chances on Arrow. Let's see, from Eric Code 239, who is this?
My name is Oliver Queen. After being 5 years in hell, I come home for only one goal: to save my city. By day, I lead Starling City as its mayor. By night, I am something else. I am someone else. I am the Green Arrow. What's up?
Awesome. Great intro, bro.
Episode, yeah. Wow. Did you catch that Flash cameo? Or did I?
No. Well, what happened?
You didn't
what part?
Catch it? Oh, my God. There's a
Wait, remind
in this
me.
Episode. They're doing info on Tina because she was affected by the particle accelerator explosion.
Right.
And he calls Captain Singh, and then he goes, I'm the Green Arrow. And Barry super speeds and leaves a piece of paper. He calls Barry Allen.
Oh, I think I do remember. Yeah.
That scene, I freaked out when we get those
that
small
is cool.
cameos.
I love that. And why not? They should do that more with Barry on Arrow. Just have him zoom in, zoom out really quick.
Yeah. Like even what's going to happen on next week's episode. I mean, come on.
Oh, I know. That's going to be interesting. All right, Matt. And so Tina Bolin is now in the picture as the new Black Canary. What do you think of her superpower?
I like it. I mean, I love that how she turned out to be Dinah Drake. I mean, and then when their queen goes, I knew a girl named Dinah. I mean, that totally made me remember Laurel for a bit. But still, I'm with you. Sorry, Laurel. This girl is full-on Black Canary. I mean, come on, people. They could have done Laurel a lot better. Jeez.
Oh, they could have done the justice.
And the thing that got me going in the episode, Jesus, was when in the flashback when Talia finally knocked some sense into him, saying, you need to go home. And
like, finally.
Get the original season one costume and plays the epic theme, and Talia goes to him, you need to be someone else. You need to be something else. And it plays the epic theme song.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I was
freaking
out at that moment.
The same intro we always hear, yes. And it's great to see Talia making it, kind of creating the Arrow as Ra's al Ghul kind of created the Batman.
Yeah. I love how they did that. I mean, this girl who plays Talia, she does very, very good. I mean, this got to be
and the Black Canary is just a fresh of breath air to fill that void now that Laurel Lance is gone. All right, Matt. So let me ask you this. What were your favorite moments of this week's episode?
I'd have to say I did like the opening scene when it showed the origin of Dinah Drake becoming the Black Canary and how she was hit by the particle accelerator explosion. And then when Oliver changed his voice to Captain Singh over on The Flash, and Barry chased in very quickly and got him info. I love that scene.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to watch it again just to catch it at that point.
Yeah, I got to go back.
And then when the team tries to get Dinah to join them, Tina, and then the flashbacks were my favorite scenes. And then the very end scene when Tina tells Oliver that her name was Dinah. I mean, that was so freaking cool. I mean, the very end got me going, I guess.
Yeah.
What?
It was me while I was watching it. What the fuck?
Yeah, me too.
Holy crap. That is such a cool way to do it.
Yep.
I'm so glad she's back. Now, what do you think if they ever meet White Canary and Black Canary? What do you think of the new...
Sarah?
What do you think what's her name? The White Canary. What's her name?
Canary.
Yeah, but what's her character name? Sarah Lance,
White Canary. Yeah, Sarah.
How do you think she'll react to the new Black Canary?
She'll like saying, are you effing kidding me? What are you doing, Oliver? This girl took my sister's costume.
Knowing her, she'll probably want to date her.
true. Yeah, you know Sarah. But I thought it was
because on Legends, she's always trying to hit on girls. So I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not go after another Black Canary?
Right, that'd be interesting. It was great.
Arrow, come on. We're five years in. It's just like we already know what we're getting. Some badass action. Sometimes the writing's a little off, but we got new characters. Arrow's building this team. You know they're going to have a big, huge finale because if Arrow has a team, hello, he needs a team for what? Taking down something really huge.
Taking down Prometheus. I mean, and Talia after this week's episode. I mean, come on. I mean,
don't spill the beans yet. Okay, Matt, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I thought it was
in regards to Arrow. I think we pretty much are in agreement. Second Chances was really one of those episodes you have to go back and watch. And guess what? I am too, because it's one of those that you have to watch over and over just to enjoy and take most of it and see if you can find the Easter egg that Matt was able to locate. All right, Matt,
yep.
Anything else you want to add to the podcast?
No, I mean, I thought it was a great episode. I enjoyed it a lot, and I can't wait for more upcoming episodes and see what they're going to do in season 6, especially with the Fortnite crossover next year. I can't wait for that.
I agree.
Mean, come on. I mean, if Talia is in this universe, they could show like a tease for Bruce Wayne. I mean, come on. Batman.
Yeah, he has to come out.
It was,
maybe even as a cliffhanger. Mr. Wayne?
Yes.
I'm like, what?
Or even with Talia.
All right,
too.
Great. Thank you, Matt, for putting that in my head. Now I'm going to think about that all night. All right, everybody, thank you so much for downloading Arrow Talk. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good night.